bring on someone I've wanted to be on the show for a long time, Mike Adams, founder and publisher of Natural News and also the founder of Brighteon, the video platform, kind of a competitor to YouTube and Rumble. Mike, I want you on. There's a very disturbing story out of Reuters, and of course, Zero Hedge picked it up. It's about Germany. We have focused a lot on capital markets on the show, and we particularly focus a lot on European capital markets because they're so linked to the United States. But it's a story about from four insiders from Reuters, you know, pretty squared away, that says that German banks are getting emergency measures for cash because of the problems with heating, electricity, this everything's going on, that they're very concerned about chaos this winter. I can't think of a better guy than you to come on and explain exactly what's going on. How serious do you think this is? And how serious should people in the United States take kind of this, what I call the dark valley that we're about to enter into, sir?
Well, Steve, first of all, it's an honor to join you. And I want to say that when we, the people, take this republic back and the new history books are written, there will be an entire chapter dedicated to Steve Bannon and the War Room crew. No joke. You guys are running this in beast mode nonstop, and I'm just happy to be here in parallel with what you're doing and telling the truth. So to get to your question, I believe there's a global dismantling of food and energy infrastructure that's taking place right now. I can give a lot of specific examples that we can go into, you know, time allowing here. But in Germany, they know what's coming. They know that the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines has shut off so much energy that rolling blackouts are inevitable through this winter, especially if the weather turns colder. They know that that's going to cause a lot of panic among their own citizens because Germany is a cash-intensive type of economy. Most people use cash for most transactions. And if you have blackouts, then the banks don't work, the ATMs don't work during those blackouts. I'm not saying they're going to be permanent, but they can be rolling and they can cause a lot of frustration among citizens. So they are preparing for emergency cash distribution and also fuel scarcity and the potential for civil unrest across Germany this winter.
Mike, how long, because I've been a reader of Natural News for many, many years. This is all coming to a head now, but this is a process that's taken us a long time to get here. Walk us through that process. We got some time and we can just flow into the next hour too. Walk us through, how do we get in here? We talk about the dismantling of the food and energy infrastructure. This just didn't happen out of nowhere. How did we get to this point when an advanced nation, and I think the number three or four economy in the world, Germany, is now in pre-panic mode by officials?
Well, we have to bring up the issue of the climate change pushers. And through climate change, understand, not only did they then meticulously dismantle the fossil fuel infrastructure in Germany, across Western Europe, and also in the United States through pipeline shutdowns, halting of drilling, and so on, but you got to understand, climate change called for carbon sequestration, which is altering the chemistry of the atmosphere to pull CO2 out of the air. Now, CO2 is nutrition for plants, for growing food crops. And the quickest way to feed the world, by the way, would be to increase CO2 in the atmosphere. When you take CO2 out of the atmosphere, you reduce crop yields worldwide. And that's exactly what's going on, and it's deliberate. And so when you have a lot of third world nations that have marginal food production right now, they're just barely on the edge of producing sufficient calories to keep their people, you know, from revolting. And then you start taking CO2 out of the atmosphere, and then you have interference with photosynthesis because of the Tonga volcano, January of this year, which NASA says ejected water vapor into the mesosphere, which is above the stratosphere. So it's reflecting some amount of sunlight, not enough for you and I to notice, but enough to affect crop yields and temperatures, which is the length of the crop seasons. So now you're having crop yield failures globally, and then the situation with Russia and the shutdown of natural gas is causing fertilizer shortages in Europe and the United States. So all of these are coming together, but it's the climate change cult, as I call it, that is the source of dismantling all of this. And if we don't stop it, a lot of people are going to die on this planet over the next 3 or 4 years because of that. No kidding.
Germany is probably arguably the most, with the United States, the most advanced industrial power on Earth. And they've got kind of an engineer's mentality to things. How did this happen in Germany? How is Germany like the hotbed of this? What's your thoughts on that? And we're going to go to break in about a minute.
You're right. Germans are outstanding engineers. The German people are brilliant, and they're one of their companies called BASF, B-A-S-F, is the largest chemical conglomerate, in the world. But they use natural gas as a feedstock and as an energy source to produce the inputs that go into fertilizer. So the nitrogen-based fertilizers through the Haber-Bosch process. I think you've had guests on that have spoken about that before. When this gets shut down, as is already happening across Europe, you don't get fertilizer production because they're answering to the political virtue signaling of the climate change cult. So it doesn't matter if you're the smartest engineers in the world. If you don't tap into your natural resources, your country is doomed. And we got to turn that around here in America, too.
Mike Adams, hang on.